B'choros Perek Beis Mishnah Beis 2-2. This Mishnah and the one that follows, which actually also appear in the 10th Perek of Chulin, deal with consecrated animals and their redemption in general. So really it doesn't have to do with very much to do with B'choros, just a tangential point. But in any case, what you have to know is that Kedusha, when it comes to consecrating things, comes in two varieties. Kedusha's Haguf, intrinsically consecrated, and Kedusha's Damim, just the value being consecrated. So when it comes to cows, goats, and sheep, under normal circumstances, if one is makdish them, he only has the possibility of being makdish it with Kedusha's Aguf, to be a korban, intrinsically consecrated. There's no possibility of just Kedusha's Damim. In contrast, if an animal is a bal mum, meaning it has a mum kavua, some sort of blemish which won't go away, it's missing, you know, whatever, a foot or something, so then the animal cannot be brought as a korban. One is actually prohibited by the Torah to be makdish such an animal. But if he does, kedushas aguf won't, it won't invest in it. It won't get intrinsic kedusha because it's not fitting to be a korban. It will only get kedushas damim. The same way if you consecrate a book or a pen to hekdish, it could get kedushas damim. The value is consecrated. So too, a permanently blemished cow, goat, or sheep. Aside from that being a prohibition from the Torah, which is a penalty of malchus potentially, it now causes all sorts of potential problems because it's consecrated, and the kedusha has to be removed from that consecrated animal. So our mishnah will discuss this mishnah base. We'll talk about an animal which had a pre-existing mum blemish, and then it's a permanent blemish, and then one consecrates it. What happens then, and what's the consequences once he deconsecrates it by either selling it or transferring the kedusha off of the consecrated animal with Kedushas Damim onto some other money or object. And then the next mission will discuss what happens with an animal which is consecrated properly, but then develops a mum, a blemish, and its status before and after it gets redeemed, pidyon, to be deconsecrated. So here in Mishnah Aleph, the basic point is, if an animal already had a mum, again, a blemish, and we're talking here always in this context of this these Mishnah, it's going to be a mum kavua, a permanent blemish, making it impossible to bring as a korban. So then, if one is makdish it, consecrates it, it only gets kedushas damim. And if one then does pidyon, taking the kedushas damim off of the animal returns to being a regular chulin, unconsecrated animal without any vestige of kedusha. That's the point of this Mishnah. The details of ramifications of this halachas are as follows. It says the Mishnah, kol hakadshim shekadam mum kavua lehekdeshan, any cow, goat, or sheep that had a pre-existing blemish, which was a permanent blemish, which made it impossible to be brought as a korban, and one is a makdish, he consecrates it, so then it only gets kedushas damim, an extrinsic kedusha, then nifdu, and then he redeems that kedusha off of the animal, so then the animal returns to being just a regular, unconsecrated animal altogether. That money will be used to now go do something else. In any case, the point is we're focusing on this now deconsecrated cow, goat, sheep. It says, Chayavim bebechora v'matanos. If that now deconsecrated cow, goat, sheep has a firstborn baby, if it's a male, then that baby has the status of a bechor, because in contrast to if it had been already hektish, and the rule is that ain kadusha chalal kadusha, if it already was a consecrated animal, then it wouldn't have a bechor. But since this has been deconsecrated, it never had kadusha saguf, so it's like a regular cow, goat, sheep, and therefore it will have a bechor if it has a firstborn issued male. Similarly with matanos. Matanos refers to what's called the matnos kahuna, the gifts to go to kohanim. There are a total of 24 gifts to kohanim altogether, but three of them are given from regular chulin meat, just the meat in the butcher shop. Even bezman hazeh, this really applies in theory, the kohen is supposed to receive the zroa, that's the right foreleg, the lechayayim, which basically is the cheeks and the tongue, and the keva, which is one of the cow's stomachs, is actually the cow that's the stomach that's used to make cheese. Okay, so those are gifts that go to a kohen. Now, that those gifts are not given to the kohen if you're talking about kadshim, okay? But since this animal has been only invested with kedushas damim and then been deconsecrated altogether, it's regular chulin, and therefore, if you now, when you slaughter to eat it, you must give the matanos, the zroa l'chayim and keva, to a kohen. V'yotzin l'chulin ligazez ulehaved. They also return to unconsecrated status with respect to being allowed to be sheared. Giza is the shearing of, say, the wool from the sheep. And le'aved is to work it, like as a draft animal, to pull like a plow and the like. So again, in contrast to kadshim, which certainly can't be worked, but even one to deconsecrate, let's say, we'll see in the next Mishnah, you had a cow, it was hektish as a kedushas haguf, but then it got redeemed because it got a balmum. So the animal, while no longer consecrated, has a vestige of kedusha and still can't be used as a draft animal, leave it for a voda, or sheared a sheep. All it could be really essentially is just eaten. So the point of permission here is, if it only had kedushas dam and was then redeemed, you could even shear it and work it. Uvladan v'chalovan mutar la'achar pidyonan, and its vlad and its offspring, like what the baby cows, goat, sheep, are permitted to be whatever you want with a chalovan and their milk from the cow, goat, or sheep. Again, you can drink it whatever mutar la'achar pidyonan. Once you've redeemed the cow, goat, or sheep, is now permitted to drink the milk, etc. Now, the Mishnah changes its the scope of what we're talking about here without any signposting. So you got to make a little like mental note or note with your pencil. Now we're talking about the Mishnah shifts to what happens if you have this consecrated animal, cow, goat, sheep, which had a pre-existing mum kavua, and therefore when you consecrate it, it was an invalid, forbidden consecration, but it made it just have kedushas damim. But before you deconsecrate it, so it still has kedushas damim, what are its restrictions, what its halachas are? So the Mishnah says, Hashochatan b'chutz pator. Sort of counterintuitively, if you shech this animal, which has kedusha, but you shecht it outside of the azara, you'll be exempt. Because normally the rule is, if you shecht kachim b'chutz, if you have a consecrated animal, which could be a korban, and you slaughter it outside of the temple courtyard, so then there's a severe karas penalty. But this animal never was eligible to be a korban because it was a baal mum from the outset. And therefore, if you shecht it out of bounds, so you're exempt from that prohibition of shechita b'chutz. The ein osin tamura. And similarly, you can't affect tamura with it. Tamura, you'll recall, is a separate prohibition from the Torah. In fact, it says you're not allowed lo yachifenu v'lo yamir oso tov bara o ra b'tov v'im hamer yamir behema b'behema v'hayahu utumura so yekodesh, says the pasuk, which means you're not allowed to substitute one consecrated animal with a new animal, even if it's a better one, doesn't matter. And if you do, so then the original one stays consecrated, and the new one also gets to be consecrated, and you have two animals to bring as korbanos, okay? So our Mishnah here is saying, while there is such a prohibition of tamura and a penalty of malchus, and it does spread the kedusha to the second animal, that's only when the animal had kedushas haguf. This animal here only has kedushas damim, because when you consecrated this cow, goat, sheep, it already had a mum. So now if you say, you had Bessie, and Bessie was missing a foot, and therefore it's a baal mum, and therefore when you're makdish it, it'll only get kedushas damim. If you say, I want the kedusha to transfer this now new, beautiful cow, so now, if you use an expression of like the beautiful cow should be its substitute, tachos, the original cow of Bessie, it doesn't do anything, okay? So therefore, there's no prohibition, and there's no restrictions on the beautiful new cow. Finally, v'imesu yipadu. Your consecrated balmum, therefore kedushas damim, cow, goat, or sheep, dies prior to pidyon, deconsecration, so you just have a carcass, you're allowed to redeem the carcass, meaning you can redeem the carcass, take the money, the value of the carcass onto money, use that for other things, and then you can feed that that carcass to the dogs, whatever the story is. Okay, you can use it for a glue factory and so on. This again, in contrast, we'll see in the next mission, which is if you have a animal the kedusha leguf, which dies prior to pidyon, then nothing you can do with it at all. You'd have to bury it. That's all you can do. Finally, says the Mishnah, chutz mina bechor mina meiser. These halachas, we said, apply differently when it comes to a bechor and a meiser. Bechor, the firstborn male, if it comes out even as a baal mum, so then its status is like a animal had kedushas damim and then got redeemed, like the next Mishnah. Okay, and same goes for the meiser. That's when you have your 10 cows, goats, or sheep from this fiscal year, you put them in the corral, you let them go through. If it happens to be the 10th cow out the gate is missing a foot or whatever, it's a balmum. So it gets its status as if it were a miser that has been consecrated, but then became a mum, became deconsecrated all at once. Okay, so that means there's still vestiges of restriction that apply to both the bechor and the miser, which started out being a balmum from the get-go. Okay, and we'll see those halachas essentially how those would apply then in the next Mishnah.